in the limelight.
In a letter to the independent MP for Clark, Andrew Wilkie, the Office of the International Criminal Court's ICC prosecutor said conditions in the Australian-run camps on Nauru and Papua New Guinea's Manus Island were dangerous and harsh, and an environment rife with sporadic acts of physical and sexual violence committed by staff at the facilities. But the Office of the Prosecutor claimed the matter did not fall within the jurisdiction of the court and did not demonstrate the contextual elements to warrant further investigation for prosecution. It said cases must be grave enough to justify action by the court. It does not appear that the conditions of detention or treatment of the prisoners were of a severity to be appropriately qualified as crime against humanity of torture. In this regard, we have prepared you a news report authored by staff writers of the British newspaper The Guardian under the heading ICC Prosecutor Says Australia's Offshore Detention is Cruel and Inhuman. Stay with us for more. The International Criminal Court's prosecutor said Australia's offshore detention regime is a cruel, inhuman and degrading treatment and unlawful under international law. But the Office of the ICC prosecutor has stopped short of deciding to prosecute the Australian government, claiming that whilst the imprisonment of refugees and asylum seekers formed the basis of a crime against humanity, the violations did not rise to the level to warrant further investigation. In a letter to the independent MP for Clark, Andrew Wilkie, the Office of the International Criminal Court, ICC's prosecutor, said conditions in the Australian-run camps in Nauru and Papua New Guinea's Manus Island were dangerous and harsh, and an environment rife with sporadic acts of physical and sexual violence committed by staff at the facilities. The report said these conditions of detention appear to have constituted cruel, inhuman and degrading treatment, and the gravity of the alleged conduct thus appears to have been such that it was in violation of fundamental rules of international law. The report added, in terms of the conditions of detention and treatment, although the situation varied over time, the office considers that some of the conduct at the processing centres in Nauru and on Manus Island appears to constitute the underlying act of imprisonment or other severe deprivations of physical liberty, and under Article 7(1)(e) of the statute is a crime against humanity. But the Office of the ICC prosecutor claimed the matters did not fall within the jurisdiction of the court and did not demonstrate the contextual elements to warrant further investigation for prosecution. It said cases must be grave enough to justify action by the International Criminal Court, ICC. It does not appear that the conditions of detention or treatment were of a severity to be appropriately qualified as a crime against humanity of torture. The International Criminal Court, ICC, was established in 2002 to try individuals charged with the gravest crimes of concern to the international community, crimes such as genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. The Rome Statute that created the International Criminal Court, ICC, has been ratified by 123 countries, including Australia. But several major countries, such as China, Russia, United States of America, and India have refused to join. African countries have argued the court has been disproportionately and unfairly focused on crimes committed in Africa. The International Criminal Court, ICC, has also been criticized for securing too few convictions over the years. MP for Clark, Andrew Wilkie, first wrote to the ICC in 2014, charging the government of then Prime Minister Tony Abbott was breaching international law by engaging in imprisonment, deportation, and forcible transfer of a population. The former Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott's immigration minister, now the Prime Minister of Australia Scott Morrison, derided MP for Clark Andrew Wilkie's request as an attention-seeking stunt, saying, "Australia is a sovereign country that implements our policies consistent with our domestic laws and our international obligations." But MP for Clark, Andrew Wilkie, has remained in regular correspondence with the International Criminal Court, ICC, since 2014, providing the ICC with evidence of abuses including deaths in detention through murder and medical negligence, the indefinite detention of children, forced family separation, and the details of the Nauru files, published by The Guardian newspaper detailing the detention system's own reports of rape, sexual abuse, self-harm, and child abuse in offshore detention. About 230 refugees and asylum seekers remain on Nauru Island, and about 180 in Papua New Guinea. Several dozen are undertaking the process for resettlement in America. MP for Clark, Andrew Wilkie, said, "The ICC's response is a remarkable condemnation of the cruelty of the Australian government's asylum seeker policies," adding, "We've long known that the government's response to asylum seekers has been barbaric, inhumane, and expensive, but now there can be no doubt." Andrew Wilkie said, "Although the ICC, the International Criminal Court, advised me that a number of matters I referred were beyond the court's jurisdiction, recent developments in the Australian government's asylum seeker policies have opened up new avenues for further investigation, and I'm currently seeking legal advice as to the next step forward." Greens Senator Nick McKim said the prosecutor had found people were illegally imprisoned on Manus Island and also in Nauru, denied proper medical care, and treated in a cruel, inhuman, and degrading manner. Greens Senator Nick McKim said the New Zealand office still stands, and Scott Morrison should pick up the phone to Jacinda Ardern and finally provide the freedom and safety so desperately needed by so many refugees and asylum seekers. Human rights lawyer Greg Barnes, who worked with Andrew Wilkie in presenting evidence to the International Criminal Court, ICC, said the ICC had made it clear Australia's offshore detention regime was a breach of the Rome Statute, adding, "It is extraordinary and shameful that a nation which purports to believe in the rule of law should be found to be in breach of the international law which outlaws cruelty and inhumanity."